This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, this is a bad, you know, this song is so great, but it's so bad.
It is.
I was watching a Kung Fu movie the other day on Tubi. Tubi got Kung Fu movies now.
How's the acting world going?
I really haven't reached out because I've been busy. Man, I've been busy. I got to keep my people right, man. I'm afraid to leave y'all because if I leave, it's gonna all hell going to break loose.
All hell breaks loose anyway with you here. Make it sound like you're keeping this place in order.
Yeah, you're not helping matters.
I wasn't coming to work today, man. I had to go save Don, but I had to come to work. I made an executive decision.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if
everyone's better off for it.
Well, I wonder if Sunday at the airport you're going to make a quick pivot and hop on a plane to Vegas instead of Tampa.
I got to go to Clearwater, man. I got to go. I got to do my job, man. But when I heard she lived in the car, I was like, I got to save her.
You could be a hero.
Joe, because you do not understand. When I was growing up, they came out with that video, and it was her and the other girl. They had on black dresses, and they were singing, "Hold On To Your Love." And it was, like, phenomenal. And when I heard she was living in the car, I was like, you know what? I'm about to shoot my shot.
Well, and listen, if you need a few days to go be a hero, we will support you here on the Midday Show. There's no question. All right, Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Do the Eagles have too much money tied up on the offense, which I think they do have a lot more tied up on offense. That's obvious. That's a part of the reason why these defensive players are being allowed to walk. Is it too much? Have the scales tipped too far? I think they have. I wish we had a little bit more on the defense. But 80% of people are in camp Hugh Douglas here. They don't believe they have too much money.
Wait a minute. You just dropped that nugget at the end of the show. 80%?
80%.
Boy, what? I am having a great week.
All that means is there are a lot of people out there who are misguided. That's all.
I am having a great week.
A lot of misguided people out there.
I am having a great week, boy, right. I tell you.
I want to revisit this.
I did it the wrong way. I couldn't leave work today. I had to be here.
Okay. By the way, because you're in I told you so mode,
I'm not.
No, you are. Okay. Kyle, I didn't want to have to do this. I didn't want to have to. But now I do.
Well,
I'm going to go back. I want to revisit something. All right, just quickly here. Just let me go find it. I'm going to revisit something because if we remember 2 years ago,
the
Eagles.
No.
Well, you don't.
But anyway, okay. I digress. The floor is yours.
Let me lay it out. 2 years ago, post Super Bowl trip, right? The Eagles lost Javon Hargrave. They lost T.J. Edwards.
Grave digger.
They lost C.J.G.J. Right.
Yes.
They lost five members off of a very good defense that helped them get to the Super Bowl. And we did a show 2 years ago, and the poll question that day was, in light of recent events, are you panicking over the state of the Eagles' defense in 2023? Led by No Worries Douglas over here, 69% said not worried, okay? Then they went out and they were the 30th ranked defense. So just because you feel a certain way today doesn't mean that's the way it's going to be in September. I mean, maybe.
No, and that's how it always is. You know how it is, man, with us as fans.
We change our minds.
We change our mind all the time. And I'm not mad at anybody for that because we get new information. Just like when we do this show. Our opinions change on a day-to-day basis.
One of our core values.
Yeah. I mean, it changes all the time. But as of right now, I think the reason why I'm so comfortable because I see the vision. I saw it years ago. I saw it. So, you know, I'm not as Kyle shakes his head.
It's so brutal.
No,
it is so brutal.
See, you can't get mad because I saw this coming.
I will. I am. I'm tired
of
it.
Wait a minute. I am not gloating. I am not peacocking.
You are smiling ear to ear.
Because I saw this. Mm. That's all I'm saying.
Well, then, okay. So, you're too wrapped up in what the Eagles think and not what you think.
It is what I think.
Okay. So you agree with the Eagles?
I agree.
Okay. So then if this bites them and the defense is mid or stinks and it holds them back, then you were wrong. And so were the Eagles. I'm putting that on the record now. While you sit there and peacock now, that's out there.
That, you know what I figured out that bothers Kyle more than anything is that it feels like I'm not going to say I was right.
No, you already did that like a million times.
It feels like I was right, and he don't like that.
No, because I feel like we're conflating issues here. Because,
what do you mean?
Because now you've officially put yourself out there that you are aligned with how the Eagles think. So you also think that it's okay to neglect getting good players on the defense, and they're expendable. So if this hurts them, now, Kyle, you were wrong.
You're simplifying it way more than
No, that's the truth,
Kyle,
of it. That's what it is.
It's a pattern that they follow.
That's lovely, beautiful, awesome.
All right, listen.
It's a pattern of success.
Okay, but if the Eagles are wrong, then so are you. If the Eagles turn out to be wrong, then so are you. It's that simple.
Wait a minute.
That's it.
Game, set,
yeah.
Match.
No, like that's the way it's going to be.
But
you've officially aligned yourself with the Eagles.
Wait a minute.
So then you'll live and die with how
Eagles,
they end up.
I'm an Eagles sympathizer.
Well, so here's the thing. The best part of this is he did this 2 years ago. It blew up in his face, and he came back.
Of course.
He thinks he's right still. Right.
See, wait a minute. There's a pattern of success here that y'all can't see I see.
That's obviously true.
There's a pattern.
And that is the trump card for everyone that says this is going to work.
Yes.
Big picture, that the Eagles are very good and very smart. And I agree with that. But sometimes even the smartest people, they go too far with something, right?
Yeah,
like they got it.
But I don't think this was the case.
Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know what? There's two ways that you could win this. There's two. The defense that Fangio is able to cobble together another great defense with a lot of new faces, or, and this is probably the more likely way it happens, the offense actually performs great all year with all the money they poured there.
You know what I just
realized?
That's
the way.
You know what I just realized about both of you guys just now?
Okay.
You guys are super competitive. Like, really, because you just said it's two ways that I win this. This is not a win or loss. This is
you've turned this into that.
Yeah, you have.
Wait a minute.
Because you walk in here. No, because the minute that we signed Saquon, you were like, well, you tweeted about how right you were. So that you made it about this.
Right. What's the problem?
But hold on. If you're going to tell us that we're the ones being competitive, you made it a competition, buddy.
No, I was right. But right. I was right.
There it is. No, there you have it. It's now a competition. That's it.
You put the cards on the table.
That's right.
And all we're doing is trying to win the hand.
You put the cards on the table Limitless.
We're a family. What are we talking about?
Family's fight.
We're not in competition.
Yes, we are.
Well, with this take. Well, the best part is you've ripped this city apart with this take. I mean, you have torn Philadelphia. Because deep down, every person from here believes in defense. But then they listen to you.
Yes.
And you tell them you're right. And then the Eagles do some things to kind of lend itself to maybe you are onto something. And I'm telling you, you're tearing this city apart.
You're leading these people off a cliff.
I just can't help it, man.
Jewel is your fault.
I just can't help it. I'm a visionary.
All right, I'm going to just take a deep breath and then take Dennis in Newtown, who says Jewel was right. Hey, Dennis.
God. Yeah, how you doing? Hey, look, everybody, I think this is an 0-17 season coming on us right now with all this stuff that's going on.
Well, you don't believe that.
We're not going to win a game, Joe. Joe, calm down. You asked Jules if the Eagles were a better or worse team now. Obviously, they're not the same team that they were. But they don't play their first game till September.
Right.
A lot of things can happen.
Dennis, but today is today. Like, Dennis,
yeah, well,
but there's Dennis, hold on. But there's no point. You know, my favorite part of this, Dennis, is if I had asked you this last year, or Jewel, or the audience, the day they signed Saquon, are they better? Everyone would have said yes. We're very happy to say yes when we feel good. What we do is we hide behind, we'll see what happens when we don't. Let's be real.
I would have said,
Dennis, let's
be
real.
The offense better. Right. I would have said it made the offense better.
But you would have said, you would have said overall, they've improved the last few days at the beginning of last year's free agency. Would you not have?
I would have.
So then, Dennis, don't hide behind. It's March.
I'm not hiding.
But you are.
I'm right in front of you.
No.
I'm right in front of you.
No, but
Joe.
You came in and said, Joe, it's March. They have a lot of months to play. No one said that last year the day they signed Saquon. No, we didn't do that. Like, so I'm being real.
I'm sure.
Let's be real both ways. If we get excited when they sign players, it's okay to say, man, this is a bummer. They're worse now. Like, that's okay, Dennis.
I'm telling you. I'm saying to you, they're not the same team they were before free agency. I'm telling you that today.
So then we're good.
But I want to give it some time. It's not over yet. It's not over yet.
All right, I agree with you.
It's not over yet.
But would you agree, though, Dennis, would you agree that they've put their cards out there by what they've done and the reporting on this? Because they have the money wrapped up in the offense, they're probably unlikely to go spend big on defensive help. Would you agree with that?
I would say to you that they will spend what they need to spend, and they will draft what they need to draft. And guess what? I think you're not putting enough emphasis on how well they were coached last year as young kids, some of them, okay? And even the 3- and 4-year players played much better last year in that scheme. Mm. You got to factor everything in, Joe, not just 3 days of free agency. That's all I'm saying to you.
I think that's fair, and I know you're being facetious. Okay. They're not going to go 0-17.
I am. I just every time I turn the radio on WIP now, it's like the sky's falling. And, you know, you can't put a finger in the bank, it's going to blow up. You know what I mean?
That's Eagles fans doing a nutshell. That's
I agree. Just, yeah, and I'm one of those fans. I have to admit that I fall off the wagon every now and then with that. But I'm willing to give this team a chance based on who they have coaching that defense and how well they've drafted over the last 3 years. That's all I'm saying to you.
And Dennis, I think that's fair. That was much better than Jewel.
You didn't stand up.
No, I'm not upset at Dennis. We can disagree without being upset.
Listen, I agree. That's the other point. We're allowed to have, you know, another side of the argument too, right?
Yeah. Of course we are. That's why we let Hugh in here every day.
Dennis from Newtown, just kind of calm down. Joe from New Hope.
Yeah. All right, Dennis. All right? Appreciate the call, buddy. We appreciate it. Good stuff.
And can I, like, as a sidebar, can we stop blaming this radio station for every meltdown that this fan base has? Because I'm on social media a lot, and you know I watch my algorithm a lot.
Mm.
This ain't us. This ain't us, because I follow a lot of people and I'm around a lot of people. I ride the elevator to work with some casual Eagle fans, and I ear hustle and I hear the conversations that are being had. So don't act like, you know, this is the reason why people act the way that they do.
A.J. Brown's tweet summed it up perfectly. Is everyone likes to blame the media?
Yeah.
We're talking about what people are talking about.
What we hear other people talking about on a daily basis.
And the internet is just the worst.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. People suck.
It's one of those things, man, where you say, well, you know, you go in there and say, well, WIP, do it. Man, go on with that, man. Everybody's saying that.
Yeah.
I see random individuals say, well, what is Howie doing? What the hell's going on with the Eagles? I'm sick right now. That's not the radio station.
No.
That's people. That's Eagles fans in a nutshell.
And I always love, like, I heard it was Spike that made this point on the afternoon show the other day. Because people always go, like, just be patient. You know, give it time. Like, things are probably going to get better. We never do that when it's the opposite type of thing. When we signed Saquon, nobody was like, well, let's wait. Like, he might suck. Or when we traded for AJ,
let's wait.
You know, like, yeah, it's like we're going to the Super Bowl. So, like, everyone just gets mad because they don't like what the opinion is or that it's something that they don't want to hear. They never do the let's just be patient thing when positive things happen.
Yeah.
I get it. But, like, it's going to be okay.
Sure. And we'll react to those things as they happen. I mean, look, last year the Eagles left themselves pretty bare a corner, but then we were all pretty excited the day after the draft, right? Because they had landed Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. So they've left themselves pretty bare at safety right now and then another, a couple other positions. If they do well in the draft or they sign some guys that they haven't yet or trade for someone, then we'll react accordingly and we'll get excited if they look like they're going to be a great team or however you feel. All right. Before we go any further, Hugh Douglas came in today and he, well, he said he wanted to throw a challenge flag. I think it was in reference to something that happened on the afternoon show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
Can we hear this audio down in Clearwater?
He says he does 250 push-ups a day.
I do.
Does this look like a guy that does 250?
At 50 a clip. It's not 250 in a row. That's
like,
fair.
Like, Jesus looks like he can do
five sets of 50, maybe?
Yes, I can do five sets of 50.
That's fair.
I'll do it right here for you.
All right. Yeah.
Are you throwing a challenge flag?
Yes. Challenge flag thrown. I was working with Spike yesterday. I love Spike. Spike is one of my favorite hosts at WIP. But I have to give a little context to why I feel the way that I feel. Yesterday we were doing the show, and I was poking the bear a little bit with the Josh Allen stuff. Mm-hmm. So I gave Spike a hug. And I'm not going to lie, it was kind of weird, my thought process. But when I hugged him, I was like, Spike's a little dude. And I remember coming in, I told Kyle, I'm like, dude, I didn't know Spike. Like, you see him every day. But I was like, you know, Spike's a little dude. And I think it was Kyle or somebody said, you know, he does 250 push-ups a day. I was like, no, he don't. Can't. Because he has no muscle tone. Like, there's no muscles.
So you're challenging the idea that Spike
200, if he
does
give me,
250.
He said he does it every day, and I don't know if he's listening or not. Give me 250 push-ups right now.
Well,
he
did say he doesn't do them all at once. 50
oh, he said
at a 50 pop.
At a clip.
50
a pop. I kind of assumed that. Yeah. I assumed that. But, dude, you doing 50 push-ups at a pop, you should have some chest. Like you know what I mean? You got to have some kind of muscle tone for that.
So the challenge flag's officially being put out there.
Because I remember my brother, I might as well go and say it now, when he was in jail, they used to do they used to call them penitentiary push-ups, where they take a deck of cards. This is way too much information.
Go ahead, keep
rolling. But we family now.
Yeah.
And they would take a deck of cards, and they flipped the cards. The kings, I think the ace was like 20, kings were 10.
This is push-ups you had to do?
Yeah, and every time you flip how many cards, and then you do the push-ups or whatever cards. And he used to tell me, and my brother was swole, like most cats in jail are. He would go through the deck of cards every night.
Wow.
And that's where, for me, he was like, yeah, we used to do penitentiary push-ups because that's what they would do. They would get a deck of cards, and they flip them. And sometimes they flip two or three cards. Sometimes they'll flip four cards. You know, whatever it is, and that's how many push-ups they would do. Spike ain't doing no 250 push-ups every day. Because if he was, man, he'd be walking around with some little-ass legs and a big-ass upper body.
So it's funny this came up, and I didn't even realize. I missed that when Jesus Lizardo was brought into this conversation, which now it makes it even funnier as we start the Philly season. So something like this happened at WIP like 10 years ago, where John Johnson had a claim that he could do like 100 straight push-ups. I forget the details, but you know what?
John's a stocky guy, though.
Yeah, no, he's strong. He did it. I watched him do it. I was impressed because my first thought was, that's a lot. I mean, I couldn't do anything like that. But John did it, so I guess now we'll see what Spike does.
Well,
the challenge
it all
is
depends
issue.
Because the way I do push-ups might not be the way he does them. Because there's a way you can do them where
– a little
like,
quicker,
when you can do it because it's more of an emphasis on your chest.
Sure.
And you want the curvature inside your chest where you do them tight and you keep it tight and you do them quickly. Mm. And, you know, you have some people that do the full extension. You know, I know he's a little guy, and he's not pushing up as much weight as me. But, dude, he ain't got no muscle tone.
Yeah, well, the thing about us featherweights, there's not that much weight to push.
Yeah, it is, but you would think that if you're doing 250 push-ups a day, dog, you're gonna see some muscles. He ain't got no muscles. That's all.
Did Jesus Lizardo challenge him, or he let that go?
I don't think they let him.
Yeah, and Jesus is new here. He's probably just trying to figure out what the heck's wrong with all of us. All right, 215-592-9495. Let's go back to the phone lines. All right, challenge flagged by Hugh. I have sufficiently calmed down this segment.
I told y'all what penitentiary push-ups. That was funny.
I know.
So you've calmed down, but have you seen this next caller?
Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
He's coming in for the kill.
What are you all worked up about? Every player that you sit here worried about, you was getting rid of last year anyway.
When did I ever get rid of Milton Williams? I mean, like, what are you talking about?
Wasn't he on the 23 defense that was 30th ranked? Then you worried about half man, half a season of Josh Sweat?
That's pretty good. I kind of like that one, Jay.
He said half man, half a season.
He went against a backup offensive tackle, and now you all worried about what he going to do. Then you was getting rid of Slay. You ain't like Slay. So half the people you wanted gone is gone. What you complaining about?
You got anything else or just that?
Joe's trying to
high road you today, Jay.
Joe's not going to engage today. He's not engaging.
I'm just wondering if you've got anything else besides Slay.
I'm asking questions. Now, you worried about, was you going to pay Milton Williams $26 million?
Again, you're missing the point.
I'm asking you a question.
Well, Jay, if I don't have any money left, I can't. That's the point.
If you had money, you going to pay him that? He had four sacks? What, he had four sacks this year?
So, Jay, here's what I'll say.
Answer the question. Jay,
if I were the Eagles and I had the cap room, I would have brought back Milton Williams. Absolutely.
And that's exactly why you sit there talking about it. Okay. Only a foolish team would pay him $26 million.
The funniest part is, Jay, 4 or 5 years ago, the Milton Williams of, now you're going to talk over me because you don't want to hear the truth. 5 years ago, the Milton Williams of that free agent class was Javon Hargrave.
Yeah, he got cut.
No, Jay, your hearing is off. 5 years ago is when the Eagles signed him and he helped them get to a Super Bowl. He got cut when he was old with the Niners. I wouldn't have signed him then because he was older. Milton Williams, now stop talking. I'm tired. Like, if you're going to call the show, shut up while I talk. Like, it's annoying. Like, if you're going to call, and we'll have a conversation, we'll go back and I'll let you talk. But 5 years ago, they signed Milton Williams because he was a 26-year-old defensive tackle. That's the kind of free agent the Eagles prioritize and go get. They don't let him walk away. Why'd they let him walk away? Because they didn't have the money this time. Go ahead, Jay.
He wasn't worth the money. Cool. He wasn't worth the money at all. You're going to see this year when he get up there. You all worked up about everything. You got a pregame show this Sunday. The season ain't starting nowhere near that. They got rid of Vandal.
Hold it together,
Joe.
We got
worried about Orenbergs and
what, we got 30 minutes.
Isaiah Rodgers.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good.
You worried about all these backup players. Ain't Jalen Carter still there?
Who's a backup player that they lost on defense? Orenbergs, yes.
Yeah, you worried about Orenbergs.
I'm not worried about it. I don't care about Orenbergs. How about the starters they lost, Jay?
You wanted Slay gone there last year.
And then he was better than I anticipated.
Oh, okay. So now you want to just save 2-2. They want to make it to the playoffs. Now you're worried about everybody that was on defense.
It was the best defense in Eagles history.
Yeah, and it was 1 year. We got the coach here.
Oh, the coach. We talked about this already, Jay. When we talk, we go back and forth. How about the coach that's had the 25th ranked defense multiple times? Vic Fangio walks on water now as if he doesn't need talent.
He had talent before, and when he had talent before, he was top 10, top 15.
And then when he didn't have enough talent, what happened to his defenses?
He got talent this year. He's going to have talent next year. Okay. As long as he got Jalen Carter, he got talent. That whole defense revolved around him.
How about 2 years ago? What happened?
That wasn't that Patricia?
What happened to the defense of revolving around Jalen Carter 2 years ago?
The rest of those dudes stink.
There you go, Jay. The problem is if you put bums around great players, you're not guaranteed to have a great defense. Now, we'll see what they put around them. Maybe they will put great players around them. Maybe they'll have good players. I don't know yet. For as much as you say, we don't know what they're going to say, I can say the same thing. We don't know what they're going to put here next to these guys. We will. They have the rest of free agency. They have the draft. They got to get more players. But Jay walked right into what I said. This idea that Milton Williams and Josh Sweat aren't good players or Darius Slay's not a good player because we lost them is the most coping I've heard here in 5 years. It's ridiculous. Maybe they're replaceable, but the idea they're not good because we decided or we couldn't pay them is coping. It is coping. Like it's nonsense. Like, the whole NFL watched Milton Williams play, and multiple teams offered $60, $70, $80 million, $100 million. They're all dumb, and we're smart. Maybe. I mean, we'll find out. 215-592-9494. All right. We got a couple pieces. I told you I'm good.
You're not good.
I'm good enough. All right.
I mean, one more segment, buddy.
Good job, I mean, I guess.
We got Jay out of the way, which is really...
I feel like I kept it together with Jay.
A little nervous. A little nervous over here, but it's cool.
You're nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why are you nervous?
I
didn't stand up that. Did I stand up that time?
You didn't, but no. You could tell, like, you kept your composure, but boy, it was close. It was close. Okay. You did a good job, though. I respect that.
Okay. On the other side, we have to say goodbye to an Eagle great that seems to have played his final snaps with us. What it means for next season as well. That's coming up. Midday Show, 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Way gets it away. It's a wobbler. Covey backs up. He takes it at the 23. Starts to his left. Comes across the 30. Comes across the 40. Up to the 42. This kid is too much.
Fantastic.
He is too much. This they are so lucky to have him.
Wait a minute. Wasn't that Merrill guy?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Tough day, Hugh.
But they let him go?
Well, the Eagles did not tender a contract to Britton Covey. Seems like the Britton Covey era is coming to an end. Hugh, you all right with this?
Yeah.
Me too.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he was Merrill's guy. No disrespect to Merrill. Yeah, I got to say that now because I don't want any, like, I found out that every time I open my mouth and say something, people feel like I'm coming at him or something. So I'm like, no disrespect. I'm just pointing out the fact that that was Merrill's guy.
All right, so I'm not going to lose any sleep over Britton Covey not getting tendered a contract. But, Hugh, he was a pretty good punt returner, right?
Yeah, decent.
So Kenny Gainwell is a Steeler. Britton Covey not tendered a contract. Are you okay with Cooper DeJean returning punts next year?
I think they're
year?
Okay with it.
So I he's good at it, right? Mm-hmm. But isn't he
had that one flub. He had that one flub. And then, yeah,
isn't he too valuable back there?
I think.
Usually teams, when a player's that good, they kind of back away from that.
I hear what you're saying, Joe. And I understand your dilemma. But that tells me that they're probably going to go get one of them. They're going to probably find somebody in free agency that they feel is upgrade or draft somebody.
There's also, who they draft last year? He didn't play much of a role. Receiver, Anaya Smith. I mean, he's still here. I mean, maybe he becomes a returner.
What's his name? Is Jacobson still here? What's his name we got from the Commodores?
Jahan
Dotson. I said Jacobson. What the hell? Yeah, I'm all over the place.
Dude.
I didn't blew my mind. Josh Jacobs.
He's Jacobson from now on in this show. You know, the Eagles receiver depth.
That was a pop-pop Douglas moment.
That was a pop-pop. Yeah.
The Eagles receiving depth behind Jahan Smith Dotson, and Brown. They got Jacobson. Jacobson might be able to do it. I don't see why not.
I was thinking about Dotson, though.
Yeah, I know.
But I said Jacobson.
I think if I put up a poll of who should return punts for the Eagles next year, DeJean or Jacobson? How do you think people will react?
They're going to call me an idiot. He's an idiot.
they're going to be mad at me.
Hugh Douglas
makes the case. Because they don't actually listen. They just react to them.
Jacobson to return punts. I'm with Jacobson. I like this. This Saturday, 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. All right, quickly before we get back to the phones, Philly's made an announcement today. They have two new members that will be inducted, I believe it's August 1st, early in August, on the Wall of Fame, Hugh. Two new names.
Who they got?
Jimmy Rollins.
J-Roll.
Obviously very, very deserving. And one that I think will surprise some people. But I understand the case for putting him in. Hugh, they're going to induct Ed Wade into their Wall of Fame. And, you know, you go back to that time. Ed Wade was criticized more than he was praised because when he was in charge, they didn't win. But now the time has passed, you know, he assembled the core of that team that went on to win the World Series with Pat Gillick and continued that run for 5 years. He assembled the most important parts. He just wasn't around to watch it, you know, win.
You know what I remember about Ed Wade?
What's that?
Angelo killing him all the time, talking bad about him.
Him and many.
That's what
Wall
I remember.
Wall of Famer.
Yeah. That's what I remember.
Yeah, I think history shines better on Ed Wade than it was in the present because it was like they couldn't get over the hump, and he just felt like in some ways, people probably thought he was holding them back. But he put together a great team, and Jimmy Rollins was a huge part of that. J-Roll going to the Wall of Fame.
Congratulations to J-Roll.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that'll be early August. J-Roll into the Phillies Wall of Fame. Very deserving. Violet in Virginia is up. Violet!
Hi.
How are you, Violet?
How are you guys?
We're good.
I'm good. I've been listening to y'all, and gosh darn it, I would have gotten the car.
Oh.
I think. That's okay. What gave it away was that second clue.
See, Hugh? You got some praise for your clues.
See, like, the ones that know me understand me. They understand it.
Is that the spin when you say things that no one believes?
Yeah.
The people that know me get it. I get it. I like
those that know me know better.
Virginia, where are you at on the Violet, where are you on the defense and losing all these players?
You know, I mean, it was bound to happen. I'm happy that we kept Cooper DeJean, and I'm glad that, you know, we kept Bond for sure. I really think that, you know, Howie's got a plan. I'm not worried. It's still too early. And, you know, I mean, beefing up the offense, that may not be a bad thing, you know. It might be a little shift next year, and that's not a bad thing.
We have
a long ways to go. I mean, free agency is still a ways to go. We still have the draft. I think we're going to be fine. I really do. And plus with Fangio, with the players that we have kept, I think it's going to be okay. I really do. And, I mean, my biggest one was CJGJ. I really liked him. I liked Slay, of course. You know, but they're a little older. I mean, I think we'll be okay. I really do.
Well, I think they will too, ultimately. And Violet, I'm glad you mentioned CJGJ because that was like the tipping point for me. And Violet, good phone call. Most people that have called and say, didn't you see this coming? Of course we saw this coming, right? I don't think anyone was surprised when Josh Sweat left or Milton Williams left. Those things were pretty
much
expected.
The one that got us shook
CJ.
Is the CJ one. That's the one. That's the one where I think for most people, they were okay with some of the moves because we kind of talked about it. We talked through it. But the CJGJ one, that was the one that came out of left field. And then – to your point, people started calling, oh, he wasn't that good anyway.
Yeah, I think the other ones were expected. You kind of saw that on the horizon. And then immediately, I think Elliot hopped in the studio with us immediately after the CJGJ trade and mentioned how it wasn't so much this year, but they were looking down the line at salaries.
Yeah.
And then they looked at next year. And that was the first time it hit me. Like, and then Joe Banner, who appeared on the morning show today, he had a tweet the other day. Like, their salary cap situation is a little more challenging than maybe we thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then the real reason for that is because they've decided to pay all these offensive guys. I mean, they it's almost like they made their bed, and now they got to sleep in it.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, they are more bang for your buck. Like I was talking about the 5.0 with the air intake and the pulley, changing the pulleys and all that other stuff. That's what the defense is going to be. They're still going to be a 10-second car. But they had to, you know, do a little bit of modifying a little bit.
Just a little modifying, Hugh Douglas. Mechanic Douglas over here. Is this a new Hugh?
I'm just saying. I try to say
Handy
stuff
Hugh.
that people can relate to.
Well, that's all the cues. I mean, that's how...
Yeah, I try to be relatable to the masses, man.
By the way...
This bracket's filling out.
I know. Selection Sunday for the NCAA is on Sunday. We will have our bracket sometime midweek next week, the full bracket of Hughes. I can't wait to see how the... First of all, when we get down to Clearwater, we're gonna have bracketology. I mean, we're going to have to seed this thing and figure out where all the Hughes go. I mean, the first thing I'd be shocked if plant-based Hugh is in a one seed.
Oh, no, he has to be.
Without a doubt, a one seed.
I like how you say he has to be as if they aren't all you.
They are different. They're different versions of you. I told you so, Douglas is also probably
a
one seed.
He came on strong.
Yeah, I mean, he was 500-ish midseason, but then he's been undefeated.
We'll have to figure out the other two.
Dark horse.
The great Reverend Douglas is a good one.
Reverend Douglas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, tongue-tied is probably a one seed.
Well, there's so many examples. I mean, he's playing in those showcase games, and you know everyone's watching those. Let's get to Herb in the Northeast. Herb. Hey, Herb.
Yeah, what's up? Finally, Joe.
Herb.
Yep. Leaving him hanging.
Start listening to Hugh Douglas, what he says, okay? Number one. Number two. Football is body for body, year to year, things change. You can't, it's hard to keep these guys. The last 5, 6, 7 years or so, the salaries keep going up and up, and you got the every year the teams are getting more money. You know, 28, you're going to have a big cap and all that, more cap space to sign more players because of the TV. But it comes down to, look, you know, these guys, they knew, get the ring, we're going to go get some money, okay? Mm-hmm. They knew that. A couple older guys. The key is the defensive coordinator. He put this defense together. They bought into his plan, Fangio. They bought into his plan, okay? And his plan got us, okay, a Super Bowl championship.
Yep.
Okay? Jalen Hurts, okay, as far as Jalen Hurts goes, he keeps, every time he plays, every time he plays a big game, he goes from 22 to 23 to 24. He keeps getting better, okay? He understands what he's got to do. When he loses a game, he understands. You see, in professional sports, well, even in high school, college, you got to be able to handle the wins and the losses.
You got to have perspective. Herb, how come you didn't come out to McGurk yesterday?
Because I was busy. I was up this morning. I had to take people to the Philly airport at 3 this morning.
What were you doing yesterday?
You know what? The three of us are going to the airport. Maybe. What do you think about Herb taking us to the airport on Sunday, guys?
But listen,
Hugh could use a ride.
I'm okay. They're going to go out.
I like how he ignored you.
Maybe even this weekend. I'm more concerned about what's happening with 77. Beckham, is he coming here or not?
Okay. I don't know. He's still a free agent.
So that's why Howie did what he did. And they want to move on with number 8, and that's what they're doing, CJ. So they're going to find players. There's a lot of players in the first, second, and third rounds. And, you know, now we got 4 fifth-round picks. He might be able to maneuver down into the third round, too, or the fourth round, depending on, he might give up a couple picks to go in and grab somebody.
I'm good with that, Herb. I'm good with that.
So, I mean, you know, the thing is, it's let Howie do his thing. That's why Jeffrey Lurie's had him around all this time, and he learns every year what to do. I mean, you're going next year, you're going to have the same issue on the defense. These guys, the thing is, these guys that left, okay, the two of them, Sweat and Williams. I met Williams, okay?
Uh-oh. Nice guy? Is he a nice kid?
Starter. Yep. He wasn't really a starter, okay? But, okay, he's let him play the next 2 years. If he don't do good enough, you know what they're going to do?
Bring him back.
They're going to cut him.
And then the Eagles can bring him back.
Unless the money's guaranteed, all of it, they stuck. But if they ain't stuck, they'll cut him.
And sure.
He gets the guaranteed money, and then he's going to go look for another team. Just like what's-his-name did with the 49ers.
Hargrave. But he was old.
When did you meet Milton Williams, Herb?
Did you drive Milton somewhere?
What was that?
Did you drive Milton somewhere? Where would you meet Milton?
Down at the show. Jiggy was down there a couple times with. He was down there at night, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock show.
You guys hang out?
Who knows when he was there.
Oh, yeah, you didn't tell us about this. You hung out with Herb and Milton Williams. You didn't tell us?
Oh, it was like he did one of the first shows. Because I did tell you.
No, but like you didn't tell me that you and Herb and Milton hung out after.
I'm looking at it Brandon Graham was there.
Wow.
And Ike Reese was there. You know the deal.
Wow. You didn't tell me about this. Herb, good phone call. You guys went out afterwards, you and Herb and Milton. You don't tell us.
We did.
That's the way Herb made it sound.
We probably did. I don't
know. Okay. All right. I like that.
Because of a few drinks?
Yep. Let's go to Mike in South Jersey. What's up, Mike?
What up, guys?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, so I feel what you're saying as far as, like, you know, we got a lot of money tied up on the offense, but who would you not pay over the defense? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, Right now, they're all paid. So
they locked up the
guys
they
wanted. You're kind of stuck. Yeah. You're asking who I wouldn't have paid so we wouldn't be in this situation?
Yeah, basically.
Well, all right. Well, look, Mike, I don't – well, first of all, I wouldn't have gave Saquon extra money. Like, to me, it was unnecessary. So
I agree with that. Like, I don't see the reason for – I mean, rewarding him, I get it. But, I mean, we really didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But wasn't there a hypothetical that we were going to give Jalen an extension?
Yeah, but at least that the idea of that would have been to free up money, like to move the money, push it back, and then you have more money to work with now. But yes, but Mike, the other thing that I keep thinking about with this is if they're going to run the football as much as they did last year, does it make sense to have two receivers that make this much money? And I'm not saying those guys aren't great players. Like, they're great. But like, I'm just trying to think about how they build the team. And if they're losing all these defensive players to run the football that much, it feels like the resources are being used in a weird way to me.
I mean, I get it, but like we've seen what happened to us with the Bucks. Like, we didn't have AJ, and we've seen what happened both times.
Oh, I know, yeah. But they also didn't have a great defense either of those times, which is that changes things a little bit.
We were the most dysfunctional last year,
uh-huh.
And we were 10-1 before the collapse. So it's like, It kind of goes back to Hugh's defense is kind of a luxury in a sense.
Oh, I didn't tell him to say that. No, I didn't. I would.
I know you didn't tell him, but we see you over there.
What do you mean?
We see you giggling it up.
I didn't even giggle.
You got to think about it a little bit because it's like we were dysfunctional, the most dysfunctional in the league probably. And before the collapse, we were 10-1 with. The ranked, 30th, 31st defense?
Yeah, it was a poor defense, yep.
So, I mean, our defense is going to take a little back seat in a sense, but most of our guys are second-year, third-year guys. They're pretty much going to flourish in this defense with Vic.
Well, they could. I mean, they could and should. I mean, Ojomo and Jalix Hunt and Nolan. I mean, if they all take jumps, and Mike, we preach to the call, then this could definitely work out.
I just want to point out, they were not, when they were 10-1, their defense was, I believe, because I remember looking this up last year and we had discussions about it. They were like 20th, I think.
They fell
in the league
end.
And they fell apart, and that was part of the collapse. So I think that has to kind of be factored in a little bit here.
Yeah, well, that's why they lost all
like,
those games.
The defense was not good, but it was at least, I guess, like good enough with
serviceable.
Right, like steady.
Yeah.
And then most of the reason that they fell apart at the end of the year was, you know, the quarterback turning the ball over a ton. But
and the defense went
the
bad.
The defense couldn't stop anybody.
Well, that's when they brought in Shaq Leonard and those guys.
Yeah, and Matt Patricia. I mean, they were just pulling any lever that they could.
None of them seemed to work then. All right, let's go to Josh in Wilmington. What's up, Josh?
Yo, what's happening, gentlemen?
Josh, what's up?
Not a whole lot. So, Joe, I mean, look, I was just waiting, counting the days until your knees started clapping, right? And today, here's the day. You're concerned with our losses on defense. And I'll be lying right to your face if I told you that I wasn't either. However, you know, the way that Howie Roseman goes about doing stuff, I'm kind of all right because I picture – you know, during this time of the year, Howie's just got that parlor game going wherever he finds himself, and it's the three cups. See if you could follow which one the ball's underneath, and he just starts going, and nobody can get it. And next thing you know, we're all scratching our heads, draft
balls
night.
Balls in a cup, Joe.
You know, you heard me, Hugh. Balls in a cup. That's right. I just went off the rails, but anyway, back. But and that's my point. My point is I really don't think that Howie would let something like that, the need, especially at edge, go unchecked during this time of the year. And with the amount of capital that we have built up, I'm pretty confident in the fact that he is going to align us with what we need. Now, the outlier here, and I think this will probably get on to Hugh a little bit, mm-hmm. is that I don't want to throw the cow completely in on Bryce Huff just yet. Because, listen, 53 or 51 and a hook is $1 million. That's a lot of change. And we, you know, if Vic Fangio just flat doesn't like the dude, we're going to end up kind of looking at him the same way we look at Devin White, right?
Yep.
He don't like the dude. He's gone. So I'm all right with, you know, knowing that those three, listen, Bond was huge And then to just drive it home, you know, I'm really, really positive about Howie's season. And I'm more concerned with the hole on the offensive line. I want Mekhi Becton back. Of all the guys, I think that he was the most to come back. And, you know, the defense, I mean, look, we were spoiled last year, guys.
Oh, yeah.
That ain't going to happen again, right? And well, this is a really interesting topic, man, and I'm loving it.
Well, Josh, the Becton thing is interesting because he's still, you know, I would have said by now if he didn't come back here, someone would have signed him. He's still out there. It's almost like the league is looking at him more like a second-tier free agent than a top one because otherwise he would have been off the board already.
No doubt about it, and his versatility is paramount. And I think that the Eagles would be smart if they kind of looked at him and said, all right, well, he's got guard in him for at least another season or two with the ultimate plan to slide right in behind Lane. Mm. So Howie could be into the market, I think, this season for, you know, some tackle support through the draft.
Could be, yeah, especially if they lose Becton. And Josh, we preached the phone call. Yeah, Hugh, the Becton thing is interesting because I think a lot of people would assume he would have been signed already. You know, they signed Josh Uche today. Right now, like typically, and you live this, doesn't it feel like the guys that get real money, it's the first couple days. After
that's what
that,
I was always told.
After that, it's more like 1 or 2 year deals. Now, it doesn't, I mean,
yeah, because
Becton could, but I wonder if he's going to go for less than we thought now.
Yeah. I mean, you want to get the money. Like when Drew was my agent, Drew used to always say, hey, man, you want to sign in the first couple of days of free agency because now you want to try to get as much as you can because guys that wait in free agency, you know, you still got the draft coming up because a lot of teams want to take care of this before the drafts. Yep. And if a team – and that's why I feel like the Eagles look at it like this. There's not a whole lot of guys out there for them probably right now. They're probably looking towards the draft to make moves during that time to fill the holes that they have. And they're gonna figure that out, and then they're going to start bringing in guys that they feel could fill the voids that we have on that defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, they probably will. And they could also look to the trade market. They have a lot of draft picks. All right, Cowboy Jim finishes up today. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Cowboy Jim.
All right, congratulations to Jerry Jones. Can I get an apology today for how well Jerry has done?
You have got to be smoking.
Come on now.
What do you do?
D-Law is gone. No more D-Law. He's gone, thank goodness. Why didn't you guys take him? Didn't you want him?
No.
No, you don't want him? Oh, okay, all right. But Jerry did it, so I'm not going to get an apology in any way.
No.
No. Okay.
I mean, why are we apologizing to Cowboy Jim for? I mean, what are we doing?
What are you talking about?
And stop lumping me in with these other Cowboy fans. Right?
You're like them.
If you're Cowboy Jim, you're like the front man.
I know. You're their leader.
I am. Don't listen to them. And by the way, Hugh, yes, Leon Lett was in the first Super Bowl. Remember, he ran back. You said, he was in the later Super Bowls.
No, but who was – or was it Charles? Hey, somebody left. Y'all lost some pieces on that defense.
No, we won 3 Super Bowls out of 4 years. We should have had 4 in a row.
Didn't Ken Norton bounce around?
Somebody left because he went to San Fran. Yeah, he went to San Fran, yeah. And then you got Dion.
Yeah, we got Dion.
Yeah, it's
the fact that none of us can remember tells you how long ago it was.
But the point is that the defense changed.
I'm watching the OJ documentary. It was during that period. Yeah. That's a long time ago. I mean, that's a long time ago. All right, that's
he said the OJ.
It was. I mean, the Cowboys were a dynasty when OJ was on trial.
This is that when you said it, I was like, damn, he right. That was around that time.
It was. All right, you guys have a great rest of your day. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, they are up next. Maybe less yelling on their show today. We'll say than ours. I'm not sure about that. You guys, we'll talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Birds!